The team at Lakeland Lawn Service is excited to serve you this spring and summer with the very best in lawn care services. We've been busy bidding spring cleanups,
seasonal lawn care,
fertilization,
weed and bug control,
and so much more.
We're committed to excellence. Experience the Lakeland difference today. For the number one name in the game, remember the name.
Lakeland Lawn Service, where reliability meets excellence.
We'll see you soon.
Alrighty then, we are back with, what do we call this thing again?
The Mullen Snow Show.
And I'm Brad Williams.
I'm Michelle Larson.
We are, what day are we at? We're at a Thursday here already, I guess. Last weekend we had a chance, I just wanted to mention quickly and thank everybody that came out to see us at the Lake Home and Cabin Show as part of the Pahrump Area Chamber of Commerce over at the PAC, and saw a lot of great people come through and met some cool people and had a chance to network and talk about some fun things for the upcoming season. And I think you are in agreement with me on that, right?
Oh, absolutely. We were definitely, well, last weekend we were pretty much in summer spring mode.
Well, and that was to my next point was, of course, you go to an event where you highlight your spring and summer services.
And then what happens?
And then look at the weather forecast.
Yeah, we're in for some, like, three upcoming doozies.
Yeah, and so that gets us to where we're at today, right, Michelle?
Yep, we just take it day by day.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, here on Thursdays, we speak to you on the Mullen Snow Show, our podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart. We are all over the place on Audible, and you can check it out here at Lakeland Lawn Service on the Facebook page as well. But getting into that, we were kind of looking at weather over the last couple of days, and you know, some of the weather models, I think, were coming in from wherever. I mean, if you look far enough, you're going to find a forecast you either like or don't like.
Right. Yeah. You can't win.
Yeah. So, but it looks like, for all intents and purposes, and I've seen some other folks like Wadena Police Department, Wadena County Sheriff's Department, Monaga Police, and now I saw something earlier today from some Otter Tail law enforcement, I think, just talking about the potential snowfall and weird weather that's probably coming at us.
Right. So we're going to start pivoting.
Yeah. So we are instead this weekend of doing spring cleanups. We've got Chris is out there right now, I think, sharpening the plow blade.
Yep, he's out there polishing her up.
Get her all shined up. So, but yeah, and on a serious note, the weather that is kind of coming down the pipe here, it looks like even late tonight going into what I saw, a winter weather advisory, that will likely change to a winter weather watch, and maybe even, depending on whatever, could be a winter storm warning overnight and into tomorrow morning. But all the weather models that I've been watching, I follow pretty actively just because of when I work radio, the National Weather Service out of Grand Forks covers eastern North Dakota and all of western and west central Minnesota. That's pretty much our area and our weather zone. If you think about, you know, Otter Tail, parts of Becker, Hubbard, and certainly Wadena counties as well. So it looks like maybe the potential up to 4+ inches by tomorrow morning, around by 10 a.m., they're saying, and then maybe a little break in this system, and then Sunday coming right back at you.
Yep, coming in with a vengeance.
And some of those models are talking anywhere with total snowfall amounts. It could be anywhere from maybe a 12 to 16, 17 inch range by the time Wednesday morning rolls around. We could see more than that. Not far south of us, I know Alexandria, their prediction is around 24 inches. That's 2 feet.
This is crazy.
Right. So Even St. Cloud, they're talking a foot of snow. I was listening to CCO this morning, AM 830, and their meteorologist was talking about this system developing really out of the Rockies, out of Denver, and moving its way kind of on a northwest trek that's going to encompass a good portion of western, west central, central, but not just excluded to that area as well, because it'll go as far north as probably Bemidji or so, as far south as down around Wilmer and some of those areas. And then as it moves east and even the metro, they're probably talking about more heavy, wet snow. Our stuff, our predictions, to see where the temperatures stay, we're supposed to stay on the cool side. It'll probably be a drier snow, but you factor in the winds and that kind of thing, and it brings you to a good old-fashioned ass-kicker.
Wow. Now, just a quick question about your winds. Are those considered Arctic winds?
Those, well, we'll find out.
I'm pretty sure.
I'll go to you on that come whatever, Sunday, Monday.
We had some Arctic winds this week.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
I win.
Yeah, you get that win. but yeah, and you know, so I don't know. I think it has the potential to be certainly a very intense winter storm, and maybe in some cases it might even move into blizzard-like conditions if all of those models, all of those projections, the winds, temperatures, those kinds of things, the visibilities, that kind of stuff come in play.
You know, and I think one of the biggest things about this system coming in is that if it hits like they're possibly thinking, this will be like our first big snowstorm of the year in end of March.
It'll be the biggest of the year, the most snow we've gotten was in October.
Yeah, that surprise one.
Yeah, that we're going to get a dusting, and it ended up being 5, 6, 7 inches of snow. But this one, I think, is already lining up. So that,
here we go.
That takes us to my next thought.
You have a thought?
I know. It's crazy, kind of scary to know that I'm actually thinking.
You guys help.
Exactly. My next thought is, turns out we do snow removal.
What?
So, and on a serious note, we want to try to help you if you're thinking about this maybe you do your own thing, maybe you're covered, whatever. But what we want to do is let you all know that if it gets to the point where this is several inches of snow and it's a situation where you need to get your driveway cleaned out, we definitely want to be the people to help you with that. What can we tell you about the Lakeland difference? We can tell you that we are on time, we are on task, we are reliable, we show up when we say we're going to show up, and we're extremely competitive on the pricing side as well.
Well, and I think you missed out the biggest thing.
Uh-oh.
Whoops. We are actually full service.
Right.
Like,
we get out of the trucks, we get out of the tractors, mm-hmm. We get the shovels out. We will make sure that you can actually walk out your door and be safe.
True.
That's a huge point.
Yeah, we're a full service snow removal and lawn care service company, and that's one of the things we touched on the few times that we were out this winter, is getting out and about, taking the shovels with us, making sure people are taken care of. And if you have any questions or you want something a little extra, don't be afraid to ask for it.
Right, absolutely. If you need something or if you're wanting something, ask us.
How do we find us?
Well, there's so many ways, Brad. Anybody can call 218-539-3071, and one of us will answer. Or you can find us on Facebook or any other of our social media platforms, but definitely send us a message, call us. We even got little flyers around town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, but just, we're just kind of throwing it out there today. We thought this would be a good topic for a Thursday in front of this next system, which likely starts tonight and then picks up on the back end of the weekend and goes through mid next week. So if you need help, you have some questions, you want to see what we're all about, definitely reach out. We'll get you on the books and we'll get you taken care of. Because at Lakeland Lawn Service, It's where reliability meets what?
Excellence.
There you go. So yeah, check that out. We'll see where we're at. The other side of this that I'm actually very thankful for is we really need the moisture.
I agree. I was just going to say that. Like, as much as all of us are kind of over the whole winter season now that it's spring, even like it's just so dry, and this is going to, as it melts and dries up and happens again and melts and dries up, our grass is going to start growing.
Right, exactly. And it's in so many ways, you know, for the folks that depend on it for the agricultural side, to your lawn care, beautification, that kind of thing. It just, we definitely are way short on precip for where we're at on such a weird winter. So we'll see what comes on. But it'll be kind of interesting to see when things are said and done, you know, where this thing exactly tracks, that kind of thing. But there are some pretty impressive models that really show our area kind of right in the middle. Maybe not on the highest end of the snow, but definitely not on the lowest. And I would say probably mid or mid to upper if things line up the way they say they're going to.
Right. And I guess we're ready either way.
Yeah, we are definitely ready, and we've got the equipment, we've got the crew, we've got the team to come on out, help you out. Was out and about earlier up in Sabika, and I popped into the hub and met some good friends that I used to see quite a bit of, and just wanted to thank Shannon and the gang up there. It was just had a fun conversation.
I'm so glad you got to go up there and see them.
Yeah, you told me to.
I did.
I'm glad you told me to. Shannon, her daughter Scarlett, that kind of is they're kind of the two main peeps in there. They're just some great people in there, and just wanted to throw that out there as well. What else we got going here?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
It's bracketology is on right now.
Oh my. Again, please send help or wine.
Bring wine. What kind of wine do you drink? That fancy wine.
It's not fancy. It's Moscato.
I can't even pronounce that. We didn't get that word in Motley.
Moscato d'Asti.
I suppose that's a Wisconsin thing.
No, it's not.
Does that come with cheese?
No, but cheese is good with it.
I guess that's the thing with wine.
And cheesecake.
And cheesecake, definitely. Okay. Well, you got anything else, Michelle?
I don't. We're just sitting here prepping, getting ready to roll.
You got your funky socks on?
I do.
Yes.
So and also today we were asked by Dane over at the Chamber to send some, because of National Down Syndromes. And there's a lot of people, you know, jumping on in support of that. Some pictures. I cannot even, like, I don't have weird socks. I think I have some Viking socks.
Well, what the heck? Where are they?
They're in my drawer at home, my sock drawer. I've had them since, I can't even remember how long, since I was probably 25 years old. And that was a long, long, long time ago.
So are you saying that next Christmas you need socks?
I have a Christmas, ugly Christmas sweater that you got me.
That's true.
So that's about the closest thing. But I could not believe, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, those of you riding the bus home from school, those of you listening in, you should see there is a basket full of crazy socks over here.
Well, that's because we have a basket full of people over here.
Yeah, there kind of is. But the cool, what was the you have the Red Hot?
The Frank's Red Hot socks. I actually got those in Nashville.
Oh, this last trip?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Okay. But even Chris has, I don't know, he's got some cool looking, schnazzy looking, fancy schmancy socks. And so I don't know, that was kind of a thing going around in the community today. So we just wanted to throw a shout out there as well. And you'll see Michelle's funky socks on Facebook here in the not too distant future, is what I'm thinking. And yeah, so I don't know, we kind of took a break from Tuesday. was not really the intent, but just some different things going on earlier in the week, and we're back here on a Thursday. We've got some really cool things in the works, in the community, that kind of thing. We're going to hammer down and press away on that stuff in the next week, couple weeks going ahead as well. And you were at Drastic for the pub crawl.
I was.
And I was in there for a little bit, but it was crazy in town that night.
It was insane. I was so tired.
Yeah. Well, you had a full day, like full on.
Yeah, I had a good, 30 minutes between?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't have done it because I got home from Purim from the show, and I was just like, I wasn't even sure if I was going to come into town.
I just did it, and then I injured myself the next day.
You kind of did. Do you want to talk about that at all?
Oh, yeah, I'm super graceful, so I had a small fall, and I smashed my head into a window frame, and I gave myself a concussion and whiplash.
And you're still, I mean, you're fine, let's tell everybody that.
I'm going to survive.
But you're still dealing with some headache issues and some
nausea, yeah, so, but it's, I mean, it gets a little better, but it goes on and off. But yeah, I mean, concussions are not fun.
Well, no, and you got to take them seriously.
Right.
And we're dealing with somebody here where you cannot tell this person anything. So, but I'm glad you went in and had it checked out.
Yeah, everybody made me go in.
Yeah. Right. So, okay, 218-539-3071. You are listening to the biggest, baddest podcast here in Central Minnesota, the industry-leading
Mowing Snow Show.
I'm Brad Williams.
I'm Michelle Larson.
Have a great Thursday. If you need the snow to go, we are the ones to call. And play it by ear. Be safe out there. And if something comes up and you want our services, y'all know where to find us. We are Lakeland Lawn Service on the Mow and Snow Show.